John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. Yeah. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You mean the high school graduate that told the MIT graduate he doesn't know what he's talking about because LeBron had a crappy remake of a Michael Jordan movie coming out in China?
What?
Okay, yeah, that human rights activist LeBron taking China's side.
Who called him a human rights activist?
He had to take a stance on that.
You are.
Did he? Yeah, because he's got a crappy movie coming out that wasn't nearly as good as Jordan's.
Why are you so mad about LeBron?
I don't know what this is.
What happened?
Yeah, who said LeBron was a great individual?
Who did you just argue about during the break?
Someone dared to say that Jordan would have caught heat in this era and you attack LeBron? Why? Yeah. No one was defending LeBron.
Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Jordan's attitude was. Never mind.
I'm done with this.
Jordan just played ball.
Yeah, you go ahead. Defend LeBron.
No one's defending LeBron. The point is, Jordan would have stayed quiet on most social issues because that's what his business was about.
Yeah. Mm. Your boy Ben Solak put this out, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
You love you some Ben Solak.
He's fine.
Top 10 position battles.
Mm-hmm.
Which Texans battle?
He shouldn't have done running. Hopefully he didn't do running back. I would say, so he's national media. I mean, there aren't really many battles. I guess he's going to go offensive line. He could go Tank Dell versus Jalen Noel, but that's not what he's going to do. So my guess is he's going to go with Ed Ingram versus Wyatt Teller.
Nope. Okay. Jake Andrews versus Keelan Rutledge.
Oh, that's hilarious. Actually, where's Ed Ingram playing?
Ed Ingram is the right guard.
So Braden Smith doesn't play this year?
Braden Smith plays right tackle.
Oh, wait, that's right. Braden Smith right tackle. Yeah, my bad. I was thinking about when I thought he should have been playing guard. So Braden is right tackle. Yeah, guard. He's in Wyatt Teller's left guard. And yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, the world is right. Except Jake Andrews will not beat out Keelan Rutledge.
Sadly. No, Keelan Rutledge. Well, he was Keelan Rutledge early on. Keelan Rutledge was running with a second team.
As well, he should.
I say, well, he should.
As well, he should. Yeah. First rounder is not sitting on the bench this year to Jake Andrews.
No.
That didn't happen.
Nope. You know what?
It's not bad. I mean, you know what? Well, who would you make it?
That would be it.
I would say Tank versus Jalen Noel, but not even that, really, because I'm not even sure Tank makes it back.
Because I'll tell you this. You know, there's not going to be defensive line runs in and out so often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no defensive back.
No,
no,
there's nothing there.
You're down to
it's nothing
two,
a linebacker.
You're down to two linebackers. There's nobody's beating those two.
Yeah.
Out.
By the way, EJ Speed out for the year officially this year. Yeah. He was supposed to come back maybe later. Now it's Aaron Wilson reported. It's now out for the year.
Yes, out for the year because there was a. Wasn't partially torn. It was torn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I think, I don't know that there's many. Listen, Tank and Jalen can be, and Noel can be on the field at the same time. It's not like you don't run a lot of tight ends in and out. Offensive line is going to be pretty static. And that'll be interesting to see. You're not going to change centers. I think that's probably, Keelan Rutledge has to be on the field. Has to be on the field. I don't know that no matter what happens, he's probably, and he's not, you got to have Wyatt Teller on the field too, and you got to have Ed Ingram on the field.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
yeah.
There's no spot, and Jake Andrews was meh. He was okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt who the left tackle, right tackle is. Dalton Schultz is going to be the tight end that's in there a bunch catching passes. I think there's not a lot of intrigue with this Texans team.
No, there's not. And I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Okay, here are some numbers out there and see what you think about these predictions from Sleeper.
Okay.
Nico Collins, 76 catches, 1,144 yards, 7 touchdowns.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty damn good year.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'd say
it would be nicer
yes.
if he had more catches, but you know, there's a bunch of guys and he spreads it around.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
If he had that season, you would be happy with Nico?
Say it again.
76, 1144, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. The 1144 is doing a lot of work for me. I expect the catches to be higher, though.
Yeah. I expect more than 80. Over 80.
Right.
70, but you know, he does get hurt.
Why are we doing that?
He does. Jaden Higgins, 57, 761, 5.
Yeah. I'd be happy with that.
I'd be happy with that, too. That's not a bad number two guy. Dalton Schultz, 55, 545, 4.
Dalton Schultz, 55, 545, 4. Yeah. I think I'm fine with that, too.
Fine with everything. 12, 16, 19, 21, 22. Would you be happy? Okay, so Tank Dell, 33, 439, and 3 touchdowns. If Tank Dell is healthy, yeah, I was with Tank Dell this weekend.
Were you in Arch? Were y'all all in Cabo?
Yeah.
You, Tank, and Arch.
Not Arch. Arch wasn't there. This was for a wedding. We were all there for a wedding.
But Tank wasn't there for the same wedding?
Yeah, he was there for the same wedding.
Oh, he was? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, he played for Dana and
oh, Logan Holgerson, that's right.
Logan got married, yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, Tank was there, and I asked him, I said, what's the deal? And he said, I'm just taking my time. Coach just said, take your time. There's no rush coming back. Get back when you're ready. He said, I feel good. I'm running. Everything is great. But I'm not doing any football activity until August.
What'd you think of, you know, honestly, I'm a little shell-shocked because of the mix and stuff and the way they responded. I'm just being triggered by the responses and the phrasing and the energy behind it. But every time that D'Amico Ryans has been asked about players, he's got great things to say, and then he's asked about Tank, all I hear is the same tone with Joe Mixon. That's all I hear. Now, Joe Mixon was substantially more important than Tank Dell is. Last year to this year, substantially more. But with that said, I just keep hearing him just kind of, I don't want to answer that right now. That's what I'm hearing is, we really don't know right now. That's not what he's saying out loud, but that's what I'm hearing is, we really don't know. Because he doesn't want to say much at all. He's not saying, he's being careful not to say, no, he's fine. He should be on the way back. We're hoping to have him, you know, by the beginning of camp or anything. He will give you nothing like that. There's no hope that's been given to you.
Well, why though would you, right? I mean,
you're right.
Err on the side.
Yeah.
Right.
You could go Dana Brown and give a number, and then when it's not that number, the radio idiots like me and you are pissed off.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Jalen Noel, if Tank has 33 and Jalen Noel has 31, 64, because they're probably not on the field at the same time. That's 64 catches and 5 touchdowns from those two.
Mm-hmm.
And over 800 yards. I would take that combination.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Right?
Yeah, I think I would too.
And Jalen Noel's going to give you a kickoff and punt returns, and I don't think Tank's doing that. I wouldn't do that with Tank anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No more punt returns for him.
Right.
And then Xavier Hutchinson, 1581-1. That would be 22 touchdown passes, not counting the running back's touchdown catches, which might be one or two.
Mm-hmm.
24 touchdowns for CJ. You're all right with that?
A little low for me. Yep. That's way too low. Even running the football, I know the idea is going to be, well, running the football more. Yeah, but running the football more and successfully gives you a chance to get in the low red zone more, and that's going to give you a chance to make some easier touchdown throws. So for me, I would be happier at about 25 to 26 for CJ.
Yeah.
And I think that interception number needs to be around 7.
I think he's going to throw 35, 36.
Wow, 35, 36. It's rare for you to go higher than expected
yep.
on statistics, but here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, I've turned a new leaf.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm going to go higher than expected. Going
higher than expected is the
I'm one of my players. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I said it, and then when he does it, what?
Yeah.
And Dell's going to go, damn, you were right again, John.
Is that what you're going to do, Dell?
Yeah.
Again, what suggests he was right a previous time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Not when it comes to numbers for his players. I distinctly remember a 50 home run season for...
Who was that? Carlos or Jeremy? Or
Carlos.
Carlos. I don't remember
I'm
that
I'm pretty
happening.
Sure he hit 50 that year.
Maybe combined over two.
I think he hit 50 total games played.
Possibly.
That may be when he had his
Is that what you meant?
By a 50 karate total massage. Games?
No, I meant 50, and he probably hit 50 that year.
No.
It's impossible to know.
He didn't. I can tell you now he didn't, and it's not impossible. I can just pull up his stats.
All the stats are there.
Yeah, not 50. His career high is 26, which is not 50.
His career high is 26?
Yes.
Not close. I came up just short on that one.
Yeah. If you combine the 2017 season with the 2021 season, that's 50. So maybe you meant over the
that's
course of
meant.
Two seasons.
Probably.
Separated by about four seasons.
Probably. That's what I meant. Probably.
Yeah. Yep. That's probably what I meant. No one knows. You don't know. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number. We'll get to Lance's trip.
Oh.
When we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and see how his wife and...
My trip was to New York.
Oh, it wasn't with your wife and and the singer?
That was in Houston when they went to that.
Yeah, we just went and saw the old 97s. We saw them, and then I went to New York for 4 days.
Oh, I thought you and Nicole and the singer went to New York.
That guy can get effed.
Interesting. Huh. Interesting
that's
turn
ugly.
Of phrase.
That's
I can
ugly.
Say the real one if you want to...
No,
okay.
No,
nope.
What we do,
because you know why? Because we don't want to call HR&P. Lance lost the license for us, HR&P. Well, we're going to have to take care of that, won't we? Yeah, we will. That's what HR&P does. If you have an employee that seems to be a problem, like we have a problem, okay, then you need HR&P on your side to figure out how exactly to handle that problem. Okay, so, and oh, by the way, David Gow, it's proof. They never, no, it's not Granato. That's right. It's not me. It's Lance. Lance is really the problem around here. If you're looking for a great way to handle whatever HR problem that you have, HR&P, we've had them. We actually have needed HR&P because you want to do everything right. You want to cross the T's and dot the I's, and you want to make sure that you are compliant with all of the EEOC and all everything else that you have to worry about. And there's worries, okay? People have lost their businesses because they don't handle HR correctly. Payroll, HR, taxes, benefits packages, what is it? You're doing all of these things and you don't know anything about them. That's not what you do. That's not why you're successful. It's not why you've grown your company. Your company has grown and has maybe gotten a little out of hand for you, and you can't handle it anymore. Well, HR&P can. How big it is, you want to have 15 to 20 employees at least for HR&P to step in. But after that, don't do it. Let them do it. They do it better than you do, period. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
I will tell you, though, in New York, I couldn't believe how clean it was. Like, way cleaner than I remember. All over the place. I was just thinking, when the hell did everything get so clean? And people weren't throwing trash on the ground, and it was, like, way cleaner than we are. We've gotten really dirty. Got dirty ass stuff all over, just trash all over the place. Y'all need to just start picking up. Stop being so trashy and dirty. Cut it out. I've already got kids at the house like that.
So you went to New York
Nicole? Yeah, just us. And we went and saw a Tony nominated musical called Two Strangers Carry a Cake Through New York, which was phenomenal. And we saw Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman with Nathan Lane and Laurie Metcalf, and that was intense. That was, man, the lady next to me started crying. I was like, oh, man, she's making this weird. She needs to stop crying.
Did you start crying?
I didn't start crying, but it was powerful. It was really, really well done. So, and we saw Batsu. I finally got, so I went to Batsu and Miyu and Raheel went to New York in 19. I went on my own and found this thing called Batsu, which is like a Japanese game show theme where they give out punishments. It's four comedians who do it's improv comedy. They hear stuff from the crowd, and you know, people are doing sake shots in there, and it's like a party. And then if they do something where they mess up, where the crowd's just not feeling their answer, you know, their little jokes or whatever, however the improv is going, then they get a punishment. Like, and it's the same punishments as I saw back in 19. Nothing changed in 7 years. You had to eat sushi off of a hairy chest of a 320-pound guy who was in his underwear. And one of the pieces was right there on the privates, John. You had to, they got shot in the stomach with a paintball gun. And they lift their, they lift their shirts so you can see what it looks like. And it's real. They get snapped by a giant rubber band around their stomach. There's different stuff like that. So I took my wife to that. We had a really fun time. The girls next to us were doing sake bombs. Oh, did they get loud? They kept having to shush that table. I'm like, what do you expect? You guys are pumping them full of sake bombs, and now you want them to be quiet when they're all liquored up? But they pulled me up on the stage that I had to do. I had to dance with this dancer up on stage because they just pull you up there. So that was that was not ideal.
And you danced?
Yeah, just briefly. Yeah, very briefly. I didn't take part in any of the actual improv
stuff.
You didn't
eat any sushi off some guy's underwear?
I didn't have to do that. The girl from the party table did. And then they filled his belly button up with soy sauce, and she took a straw and drank it right out of there. Like, what are we doing? She's had way too much to drink.
Mm-mm.
But she had that look. You know how you see people who have that look, like, you know, like Harold has it for guys, where you know that, like, they're going to go, they'll go extra. Once they get a little, they're already extroverts in general without a single drop of alcohol in their body. And once they get some alcohol and some shots going, you know how they get. Well, that's how this girl, she had that look on her face. And sure enough, she got up there to be part of the improv group and to take part in it. And she was right at home. She was like, yeah, y'all made a mistake bringing her up here.
Well, tell us about your night watching your wife and Rhett Miller.
Well, we just watched a concert and then we went home.
Oh.
Sorry, Debbie Downer. We just watched a concert like we've done about 24 times, probably. Oh. And then we went home. We had a nice dinner before then.
You had a nice dinner, and then you watched Rhett and Nicole.
No. You keep trying this.
Ugly.
I see you keep trying
here.
It. Yeah, I don't
very
do that
ugly.
With him and Wendy, yeah, but he continues to try to do that.
It's disrespectful. Yeah, imagine.
No. I'll stop.
If we had a long-running joke where we were suggesting John's wife was
yelling and screaming, we get tersely worded text messages.
Yeah, you think
well,
he
you're
would enjoy
the
it.
One.
Tersely worded.
No. You're the one that's brought it up multiple times.
Yeah, I joke about it.
Now your wife
it's
has.
It's Tuesday now.
Yeah,
but
I did it Thursday. Yeah, we went and saw a concert.
There's
that's
a
all
difference. There's the difference.
Yeah,
I mean, if it happened, it'd be.
You
a
keep
different...
saying the same thing over and over. Your wife? Did she F Rhett Miller in the
butt? Just asked a question. That's all.
I mean, God.
Wait a minute.
God.
What? She's the one.
What
doing...
position were they in?
She's the one.
Were you
doing...
in a corner on the?
I never
did you
said
have a
anything
towel?
Like that.
No,
and you're
never
intimating.
Said anything
saw,
like that.
We saw a concert, and that was it. I know I'm part of the joke, too. I make the joke, but nothing happened.
There's
as
just,
I said,
there
nothing
levels
happened.
To this.
And I know.
John
nothing
is,
happened.
John is going.
I know. He's keep taking it there.
It's disrespectful what
he didn't
what
go
he's
to
doing.
New York with us. Like, that was a little extra for you to say, but that's fine.
Yeah. Took a trip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Watching,
no, it's just me and
just
my wife on our trip.
Watching Rhett and Nicole.
I didn't watch Rhett. You said it multiple times. Did you watch Rhett and Nicole? No, we watched a concert.
Well, did you see your wife and you saw him? That's all I'm saying.
I saw them both in the corner. I was in the corner. I saw them in bed together.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, is that what you wanted?
Is that what you wanted from him?
Yeah,
he said
I cooked. I cooked.
Everyone, you
we,
got what
we,
you wanted.
We'll end that one.
You got him.
You got me. No,
anything
we
else
went
you
to
wanted
concert,
to say?
That's it.
Just ask a question, ask the answer.
I
that's
gave
all.
You your answer.
A couple
I
times.
I gave you the answer you wanted.
It was yeah. Finally, we got there. Thanks, Lance.
No problem, Del.
Just a question. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Asked and answered.
I mean, she's,
move on,
she's just
counselor.
Gotta, I mean, you know.
Move on, counselor.
He's
a witness.
I let her know.
I think you're the counselor who should move on.
Right.
I let her know. Right. This ain't going. I'm going to every one of these concerts. That's just what it's going to be. That's just what it's going to be. But his old ass now.
Still got the hair, though, right?
Yeah, he still has the hair. I don't.
He's still got
eyes.
Hair?
He still looks the same. He's like a vampire. He's got to.
He's got to, right? He's like 50-something. He's got to dye the hair.
He's got to. I don't know how he still looks the same, like a vampire. He's got to.
No question.
Long-ass, girly-ass hair.
There it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Work up the anger.
If he's real, when he shave his head.
See, it's starting to get there.
You can't do that.
The volcano's starting to erupt. Okay?
I think we had a nice...
Well, I'll tell you guys off. I'll tell you off the air. I'm not going to say this one on the air.
Got it.
I could get in trouble. I'll tell you guys off the air one time some stories I've heard from different people.
About him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a reason I make the jokes. Only kind of jokes.
All right. We got a break. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. We haven't taken any calls. If you guys want to get in, anything you want to talk about?
We got one call, and we got no Astros. You guys hadn't talked to any Astros at all.
Well, we got Paul Skeens this week.
Well,
we're a little worried. We got to get tonight. Well, we got to get tonight.
The Mizrowski did his thing, but the Astros weren't totally. I was keeping up. I was like, well, this is a split series. I can take some split series.
Losing the series.
We lost two out of three.
Yeah, they lost two out of three.
Oh, but the one before that they split, right?
They won that series.
They won three out of four.
Three to one
against the Rangers,
and then 1-2. That's a right. All right. So we're.
You mean a homestand?
They should have won Friday night, and that was the killer. That's why you got to win tonight. We'll talk about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. It is, thank God, it's election day here. It's election day.
Oh, Spencer Pratt is off the charts. That's all I hear about.
Well, there's a story out here. Mail-in ballots are being burned here in the city. Fox News is reporting ballots in L.A. found burned and voting center vandalized. Anyone who voted for Spencer Pratt got their ballots burned.
Didn't we hear this? I don't know if it was in L.A., but we've heard this before.
Yeah.
And then it gets debunked. Have they confirmed that this is going on?
Well, it's a Fox News report.
If it's the news, they probably have some level.
Because you can always trust their sources. Hopefully it is real. But I remember this particular scenario being reported a couple election cycles ago, and everyone's like, no, that didn't actually happen. Poor Spencer Pratt. Yeah. He of the Hills fame, Spencer Pratt.
Yeah, he's come on like a maniac.
He's being backed by big money in L.A.
Netflix is behind him.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
Some people who own, but some of the higher ups in Netflix are backing him. Some of the elites.
Yep.
Are putting money behind him.
It's an interesting story because he's kind of a mess, but some of his ideas that he pushes out there are pretty standard common sense stuff that a lot of people are behind. They don't like the messenger though, because I guess, you know, he is a reality star guy and he's had some financial difficulties, but it's an interesting I'm praying for your city, John. You guys are going to be in good hands no matter what happens.
It's a mess.
Google's
I don't care. I get back to Houston as soon as I can.
Google's co-founders backing him sent a lot of money. I don't know, I guess whatever messaging he has is appealing to the money.
All this AI stuff, he's not doing. Somebody's doing it somebody's just doing it and putting it out there. So he's like,
I'm not even familiar with all that.
Yeah. Oh my God. You haven't seen his AI stuff?
I think I've read about it, but wait. But it's not on TV because then he would have to approve that message for it to get on.
Yeah. It's on. No, it's all over the internet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he might know about it. You still
he
just
knows about it, but he's not doing it.
Right.
Right. Let's get Stafford in here. What's up, Stafford?
Good morning, man. Y'all were talking about New York and all that. I had a question because I told myself I want to start seeing more stadiums going to. I want to see the Texans and the Astros and the Rockets and other team stadiums. And I've seen them in. I've seen the Rockets in Charlotte. I've seen. Well, I've been to a Carolina Panthers game out there, but and I'm going to the Eagles game for the Christmas Eve game this year. Me and my son and my brother. He's an Eagles fan. He's a traitor. But anyways. Do y'all got any recommendations? Is there a stadium, a fan experience that, you know, y'all have been to? Be like, man, you need to get out there. You know, you may need to get your son out there and root for your team, but it's going to be a good experience.
John's gone to more than I have, so I don't know.
I think I've been to most all the stadiums.
In baseball, you mean?
In football. I was on their sideline for 4 years, so.
Oh, you're only talking about football, Stafford?
He hung up.
Okay.
Oh. I thought he was talking about football. He said he's going to the Texans-Eagles game. Is there any stadium? Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. Have you been to Wrigley? Have you been to Fenway? I think those two are two that you have to do first if you're going to do any baseball. When the Astros go and play there, go. It's those are two of the most memorable stadiums. And sit in the bleachers at Wrigley and anywhere at Fenway.
How expensive are those bleacher seats now?
They're as expensive as box seats there now.
That's what I thought.
No, I mean, probably a little bit more. But they're up there.
Would you recommend SoFi?
Everybody wants to sit where they go.
Would you recommend SoFi?
Yes, I would.
The Texans play the Chargers, so.
You played the Chargers this year here, not playing, and played the Rams this year here. So they're, we got the Chargers November 6th.
No, Chargers this year, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, Chargers, yes. Yes, I would highly recommend it. I was shocked at the number of Chargers fans that were at the game because it was full.
You mean that were actually there?
That were actually there.
You were
there,
shocked at the amount of Charger fans. You could have starved right there.
I was shocked. And I thought the Texans fans would take up 20-25% of the stadium, and they didn't. And it wasn't even. I mean, I only saw a handful of Texans fans.
Wow. So, now that's surprising.
That was really surprising. But their play here this year, I would highly recommend coming to LA and watching them play there. I mean, have you gone to, they're really the Panthers. They play at the Panthers this year. No, thank you. They play at the Colts. Obviously that's not worth the trip. The Browns, meh. The Commanders, meh.
You know what? The Browns actually, I've gone to games there. It's actually not that bad. The Browns and the Steelers are not that bad.
If you've never been to Lambeau, you need to go to Lambeau.
Yeah. They play the Browns this year, the Texans do?
Yeah, at the Browns.
Yeah, the North. So I actually think the Browns is not a bad a bad stadium to go see a game.
Speaking of this, I wonder what look at this schedule. Starting with the Browns November 15th, very possibly a cold weather game.
Oh, here's all the cold weathers.
Steelers December 6th.
Yep.
Very at the Steelers, at the Commanders December 13th, cold weather game, at the Eagles December 24th, cold weather game, at the Packers January 4th, cold weather game. You know, I think this is going, while it may hurt your regular season, if you have to, because you may not be, we'll see how good they are in the cold weather games, it will get you used to the postseason, because if you play all warm weather games, and then in the postseason, you get hit in the face with a Steelers game or a, whatever, wherever you got to go.
I'm sorry.
A Ravens game.
Wherever you have to go, what record do you think the Texans are going to have?
Well, thinking about this, you may have to go play a cold weather game in Kansas City, in Baltimore.
You think these teams have more wins than our Texans?
They could. But you might. I said you might have to do this. Yeah. Might have to do this. But it, this will be, listen, how easy is it going to be to play the Eagles on Christmas Eve? How easy is it going to be to play the Packers on January 4th? The end of the season, while the Texans, I think the Texans are going to get off to a really nice, fast start and be really good. They better, because the end of the season is going to get tough.
Yeah.
You got the Ravens at the Texans November 29th. Okay, that ain't going to be easy. You at the Steelers, at the Commanders, we'll see. Jaguars at the Texans on December 20th. That's a big game. And then your Christmas Eve at the Eagles. You got to travel to the Eagles. That ain't going to be, I mean, the end of the season is not going to be easy with the travel and the cold weather games that you're going to be playing. You better be a, you know what? I'm really happy that they're going to be able to run the ball, because they're going to need to at the end of the year.
I'd agree with that. I'm worried less about, like, yeah, you may have to go to, you know, first of all, you may have to go to SoFi for the Chargers. Maybe they're there. You may have to go to KC, but I kind of doubt it. That division's getting a really difficult division. I think it's going to lead to more losses. The Ravens are a real possibility, because the Steelers are Aaron Rodgers' injury away from completely, I think, being a not good team. I don't know if Browns are not going to be good. I don't know how good the Bengals are going to be. We'll see. We'll see if the defense is good. We'll see if Joe Burrow can actually, if he cares about football still, playing for the Bengals. Like the Ravens could. Well,
he's in the facility. He was in the facility.
No, he's in the facility this
year. On Memorial Day weekend. And nice. I'm seeing a lot of good stuff about Joe this year.
Did he cut his hair?
No. He's got chick hair.
No, so there's a chance he's not going to be that good.
Is he working out? Does he look a little fitter and slimmer? Because that's how we judge quarterbacks now. So, what's Joe's workout regime?
He didn't blow out his back this year.
Well, I just want to make sure Joe got the proper haircut to prove that he's serious about football.
Yeah.
Well, I still could see the Ravens racking up some wins in that division if everything's going well. But they have a new head coach. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Is Lamar going to play well? Is he going to be healthy? You've got. And Josh Allen, actually, that could be a cold weather location for you.
Yep.
Because you get the Jets and the Dolphins are not very good. And then the Patriots, we'll see. Yeah, you could end up playing in Buffalo. Or they could end up coming and playing in 72-degree weather indoors.
Yes, and get their ass.
Or that could happen.
Right. And you could have some toilet problems. You could have some pipe problems. You could have problems, period. If you've got a problem with any kind of pipe or water problem, water pressure, how about cleaning out your tankless water, because there's a lot of resin in your tankless water heater. Okay, there's a lot of resin there. Have you done anything about that lately? How long have you had it? And if you haven't done anything about it, you need to call Billy Brown and Aqueduct and have you had it done at your house,
like? Yeah, I had to have it done, and they found the issue. And that's the thing, is they come and they find the issue for you. We were thinking it was a clogged, you know, kitchen sink that just would go away and then come back and go away and come back. And what it turned into was a line that was bellied, basically just leads. It can't go all the way to the sewage system. And it was a nightmare for us until we got it diagnosed. And it was just a matter of, look, they got to go in and get the job done. And that's what they did. They got it done fairly quickly. They kept a clean job site and they got it done right. And that's the most important thing. When you have plumbing issues, it's terrifying. But when you have somebody who can come out and do it right and get it done for a reasonable price with complete transparency, that's all you're hoping for. It's my good friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Billy Brown has you ready to go. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. You're
listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We have been talking about the Myles Garrett trade in a little while. What does it mean to the NFL? They're the best team in the NFL. They're going for it. And according to Texans cap, the Texans now have, with the Nico Collins deal, now have $30 million of their own. Do you go out and spend it and get somebody and go for it this year if you're the Texans?
You're already going. Well, I mean, aren't you already going for it?
I think you are.
I mean, I don't know what else you can do.
Well, you can add depth to that defensive line.
Yeah, you could do that. I think the depth needs to be at defensive tackle. Do you know a defensive tackle? I mean, you can add another pass rusher, but yeah, I don't have a problem with adding. I mean, they've added Dominic Robinson. They've got. It's not like there's holes in their roster necessarily. Could they be better? Yeah, they could. I think they could be better at some spots. I don't know. I'd have to see who all's out there available.
What about the Giants being as holy crap,
desperate as they are?
They saw Malik Nabers run this weekend, and they said, "Okay, OBJ, Juju Smith-Schuster, come on." We and one other. They picked up some other guy that's been.
Yeah, well, they have
our very own Braxton Berrios.
Braxton Berrios.
Your very own.
No, yeah. Former Texan, Braxton Berrios.
Former Texan. What was your favorite Braxton Berrios moment?
When I found out he lost his girl to Tom Brady.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen.
It's tough to hear. See your if he is like a heartbroken dude who wants to look what his girl's up to, he types her name in, and linked with Tom Brady pops up, that's a rough wake up when you're recovering from an ACL injury. You got nothing to do on a Tuesday, day off for everybody. What's my girl up to? Is that Tom Brady's name next to her name? You go right back to bed.
Well, they had broken up, right?
You can't be heartbroken.
Like
yeah, still, you don't
still
want her
don't
to.
Like
end, yeah, you want her to end up with some influencer.
You don't want Tom Brady.
No, you don't want it to be Brady. Although, you know, it does feel like you know she definitely upgraded from you.
You don't? Do
Braxton
you want
Berrios.
Her to upgrade from you?
Well, no, you don't want it, but it would feel worse if she. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel
how
about that.
How do you
that.
Feel about
her? Well, he's not a creepy guy, I don't think.
I just don't think you want that. You don't want her to be so publicly aligned with the best football player of all time.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he's best quarterback of all time.
Yeah, so getting back to the pass rushers, you have Dominique Robinson who came from Chicago. He's not guaranteed anything. Dylan Horton, who to me is just kind of a guy. Yeah, you could get another pass rusher. Logan Hall and Cade McDonald are there. You're not getting another defensive tackle. You're not getting a fifth defensive tackle. Now, if there was a linebacker to be had, I think they would have already gotten it.
That might be something you need, yeah.
And
not like there's a bunch of great guys
I
out
mean,
there though.
For me personally, I would be looking at cornerback, but I'm sure there's not much out there in cornerback. You still have Tremont Smith as a guy who or Kamari Ramsey, the rookie, or Tremont Smith who are in the game if you have an injury at one of the cornerback positions, or Jalen Smith. Kamari and Jalen Smith have never played pro football. Tremont Smith he's more of a special teams player, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I still don't love that. But I don't know what kind of depth is still available at cornerback.
Yeah.
It's not the sexy names, I can tell you that. Right now, unsigned free agents at it's not great. It's not great at all.
Well, what did you think in June was going to be out there?
Well, you know, you usually have some veterans.
Rasul Douglas is out there, isn't he? He played pretty well last year.
Yeah, he could be. Rasul Douglas could be. Here's the top guys. Taylor Decker, Stephon Diggs, Joey Bosa, Joel Bitonio, Deebo Samuel, Cam Robinson. I mean, there's some names in there. But waiting to get to cornerbacks, here's one, Trayvon Diggs. Can't run. No thanks. You've got, that's not the position you want to be in need in if you're looking to get really good players, or if you're looking to get good players, defensive back is not it. That is not it.
No, I don't know that you're going to be able to upgrade there. They picked up Derek Graham today or yesterday, an offensive lineman added to the mix.
Don't even know who he is.
Played at Tulane, played for Cole Popovich.
Where?
So, you know, whether or not he...
Where did he play for Cole Popovich? Where was Cole?
Was it at Tulane?
Cole Popovich was at Tulane? I didn't even know his. Is that where he came from?
No, he came. Well, he was with the. We know he was with New England.
Yeah, we know he's with New England, but before Texans, he was at Troy. That's where Jake Andrews was, actually. That's how we have Jake Andrews. Jake Andrews came from Troy. Of course, he's been with the Texans since 23, so Jake Andrews would have been there when he was a younger player. He was offensive line coach at, how about this, John? How about this career history? So he was at Fresno College, 12 and 13 O-line coaching, Utah State graduate assistant. Then he was Minote State offensive line coach and core offensive coordinator. Then he went to the Patriots as a coaching assistant, then assistant running backs coach, then co-offensive line coach in 2020. In 2021, he was at Franklin High School as the offensive line coach. At 22, he was Troy as the offensive line coach. And then in 23, he was with the Houston Texans. He had a run, 11, 12, 13, 14 different places every single one of those years. Then different positions with the New England Patriots for three of the 4 years. Then he was at a high school. Then he was at Troy in 22. Then he was at the Texans in 23, and he stayed there since 23. This guy has moved around.
Derek Graham was with him at Troy.
Okay.
He was a starting right tackle as a true freshman at Troy. So that's where they were together, in 22. He started as a freshman there.
And he was hired by John Summerall, who then went on to Tulane and then went on to Florida. But Popovich did not go with him to Tulane. Instead, went in 23 to the Houston Texans.
And look at where he is now. Good on him.
I like
him. How about
I think
that?
He's doing
the
a good
dude
job.
Was at Minot State, Franklin High School, Troy, and now he's the main offensive line coach in the NFL.
Well,
you want to talk about it?
That's how it happens for some coaches.
That's a tough road, man.
Yeah, this is what it looks like to come up the ranks.
Yeah, you pay your dues.
You want to talk about paying your dues? This is about as big as the dues get paid right here.
How about you're at Franklin High School at whatever age you are, and you're like, what am I doing?
So it happened when Belichick got fired. He did not have a job in 21 anywhere. Now, maybe he was under contract and he just worked at Franklin High School because he was getting paid by the Patriots. There's a chance that he had a paycheck there. But there's also a chance he had no paycheck and he was just like struggling. But yeah, from 2021, Franklin High School, and you're trying to find a job, and then you get in at Troy, and then before you know it, you're with the Houston Texans, getting ready to win a Super Bowl. What a run for Cole Popovich.
How about that? How about that run?
He did a good job with the Texans last year. I know that they still take some crap, but they were so much more prepared in pass protection against all the games. I thought they did a much better job under Cole Popovich than the other guy. I don't even remember Chris whatever. I don't even remember the other guy. He wasn't good.
Strasser.
Chris Strasser, yeah. Popovich, they say, is Saul T. now.
Oh, yeah?
He's a no-nonsense. I was talking to Johnny Harris about it. I was watching. I saw him watching. He looks like an O-line coach now that he's got a beard. And he was watching the O-lineman, and I said, what's he like, Johnny? We were on the ground at Senior Bowl. He goes, whew. He just sits down, and I was like, hey, coach, your offensive line looked like they're way better. We got so much more to do. That's not nearly good enough. Okay. All right. I'm not sure what else other direction to go. Johnny's trying to figure out. He's trying to be positive, and Popovich like, no, this isn't good enough, Johnny. What are you talking about? Oh, I know Johnny wanted to say, well, it's way better than it was. Did you see how bad it was a year before?
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean it's good enough, though.
No, but...
He may be right.
He's right, and he learned under Dante Scarnecchia, who's one of the really good offensive line coaches. And so I think I think we're much better. This is the best shape the Texans will be in, offensive line, from coaching to players, provided they stay healthy. Since 2012, over the last 14 years, this might be the best they've been at. I say that, but there were some Dwayne Brown O-lines that were still pretty good. But, man, Dwayne was gone by, what, 17? Dwayne's been gone a while.
Dwayne Brown?
Dwayne was gone after 16, right?
I feel like he's been gone forever.
Well, it's 40. I mean, he's 40 years old right now. But when did he stop playing for the Texans?
in 08, 07?
No. He was drafted then.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. He's been gone forever.
Here it is, 2017.
Dwayne Brown. He's won a Super Bowl in Seattle.
That's how long it's been since we've had an offensive line that was serviceable. That's my point.
CJ's rookie year was serviceable.
Well, they were. Yeah, but you say that it was a bunch of backups because they were all injured.
But they were okay. I mean, it seemed like dude had a lot more time than he's got now to throw.
It did seem like that. I would be interested looking back at it. So CJ, so if I go to the Texans, here it is. So I'm going to go to archives and watch this. I go to 2023. Let's see how many of these guys are still playing football. I'll go October 1st, 2023. Here's your offensive line. It's Laremy Tunsil, and his backup is Austin Deculus. Josh Jones and Kendrick Green are left guards. Jarrett Patterson, Michael Dieter, and Jimmy Morrissey are your centers. Shaq Mason and Nick Breaker are your guards. George Fant and Jaron Christian are your tackles. Whew. How did he win Rookie of the Year?
I don't know, but how do you get tickets to the World Cup?
Well, I can tell you this. You can pay a ton of money if you want to try to go to the World Cup, or you can win them with my friends from Michelob Light, Michelob Ultra. And Michelob Ultra is giving you a chance. I'm going to give you this week's opportunities. Remember, this promotional event is going to run through June 14th. So you can find opportunities. I've got two Thursdays, a Friday and Saturday coming up. All you have to do is show up at the event, compete in an interactive soccer shootout game. The winner's going to go home with a pair of tickets to a Houston-based FIFA World Cup game. Here are your games this week. The 4th of June, not July. So this Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m., is going to be Rock Newtony Sports Bar in Clear Lake. From 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., we've got Tri-City Beer Garden in Pasadena. See, we're getting all over the place. On Friday, from 9 p.m. to midnight, Social Beer Garden in Midtown. And then on Saturday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., J Bar M, some delicious barbecue as well, in Edo. So those are your spots, two on Thursday, one on Friday, and one on Saturday. If you don't win, go play at another location. Play for a chance to witness history, because Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Enjoy responsibly. 2026 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents, excluding California and Washington residents. 21 plus. Begins on 2-1-26 and ends on 5-31-26. See official rules at www.michelobultra.com/rules for prizes and details. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited.